I got a call from the military, U.S. military, asking me if I'd like to help out, teach people to do peacekeeping. And being a Quaker, I found that really hard to say no. In fact, it sounded fantastic. So I joined this group based in Miami that was about to launch a series of UN peacekeeping exercises all over Latin America. I wrote the initial, one of the two models that they use. One model is purely military, force on force, blowing people up. And the other was purely social. That was mine. And it dealt with refugees, epidemics, poverty, political affairs, rioting in the streets, public opinion, with an emphasis on polarization. You know, when you have a country in a civil war, primed and ready for UN intervention, typically public opinion is drastically polarized. And that process of polarization of public opinion, how to mend that, how to heal it, bring people close enough together again so that they can begin to form a single nation rather than divide up into two tiny impoverished nations, that's a real trick. So all of those were the aspects of my model, and I had to work side by side with the military modelers. They had to reflect my information. I had to reflect their information. You know, they really needed to know, for example, when 100,000 refugees were pouring across the border, my model would tell them where the refugees were coming from, where they were going to, what their health status was. And I set it up so that you could see epidemics sweeping across the map in areas where public health systems had collapsed, sanitation was down, rivers were polluted. It's quite a thing. It can be rather horrifying. My wife began calling me Dr. Death then because I was dealing with so many thousands of deaths being represented on the screen and babies dying and cities going to hell. It's quite a powerful model. I like to think that it has been helping these peacekeeping exercises. It's still in use, but I have moved on to this Nation Lab thing, which is much less military. The peacekeeping, the training audience was military from all over the world. In Nation Lab, I'm primarily dealing with civilians with some high-level military representation and high-level police. So it's a rather different focus now, but I still try to bring to bear models which talk to people, which really bring home, in terms you can feel emotionally, the consequences of what they have done. That's really the goal here, and that's what I live for.